Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? What's going on, people?
Faith on fleek, this ain't finesse. Holy Ghost dripping, ain't got no regrets. God on my side, who wanna get blessed? Jesus my plug, that's the connect. Faith on fleek, this ain't finesse. Holy Ghost dripping, ain't got no regrets. God on my side, who wanna get blessed? Jesus my plug, that's the connect. This an interruption, not an interlude. Holy Spirit here got me feeling cool. Feel like I'm a young buck. About to praise God like I'm 22. When I make it big, know what to do. Still praise God in my interview. He a real teacher, not a substitute. Don't gotta have no attitude. Still gotta pray that they make a escape. Not about to lie, be making mistakes. Don't wanna chill, ain't pumping the brakes. Mission impossible, still got the faith. Still wanna play, then you in the way. Get it together, start playing it safe. Soon as we make it, I know they go hate. Don't work for the zoo, I'm dealing with snakes. Got the house, no condo. Not getting hurt, Lonzo. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That's the perfect combo. Say he irrelevant, but Jesus the truth and I'm telling it. I feel like I'm back in my element. We doing it big, no elephant. They don't even gotta be prejudiced. Shout out to my people that's celibate. I'm about to go to the New Testament. Ain't know that my God is a specialist. Calling out rank, ain't nobody higher. He at my back since I was in diapers. Not by myself, but this not a cipher. You feeling my God, then put up your lighter. Faith on fleek, this ain't finesse. Holy Ghost dripping, ain't got no regrets. God on my side, who wanna get blessed? Jesus my plug, that's the connect. Faith on fleek, this ain't finesse. Holy Ghost dripping, ain't got no regrets. God on my side, who wanna get blessed? Jesus my plug, that's the connect. Low-key lit, came with the drip. High in the spirit, I don't need a fix. Riding with God, I don't need a lift. Call like a drama when I need a hit. Not cray-cray. Getting green like AJ. Talk about me, but we the same. Like Martin and Shanae. Why can't we chill? Why can't we kick it? Without the arguing, without the dissing. Used to be cool, I'm keeping my distance. When you a Christian, you supposed to be different. Holding my Bible, kung fu grip. Don't care about color, no, I'm not a crip. Talking to God, not moving my lips. Say they a shooter, but don't got no clips. Don't play with my God, can't play with my verses. Could be a rapper that's trapping and cursing. Finessing the track, ain't stopping my worship. Whoever humble, gon' make it the furthest. God is my judge, he got the verdict. Quoting the Bible, I know how it's worded. You want a clown, go get with the circus. Putting in work when I be at the service. Sit back, watch, no fire stick. God gave me this confidence. Can't take a knee, that's Kaepernick. Unashamed, not anonymous. Kill the beat, no bloodshed. Not go get discouraged. Say we bout that ministry. That just mean that we determined.
I'm back on my grind. Young boy feeling like Optimus Prime. Ain't about the bad and I gotta decline. Your boy's so high up, man, watch your boy glide.
Where
you
at?
Yeah, 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 get flashed with the stride. You can't keep up, you falling behind. Like Cap, I'm here to the end of the line. Look, ain't none of y'all blocking my shine. Yeah, 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 this ain't a finesse. Your boy's so way up, man, I'm feeling so blessed. Hitting my plug when I'm feeling so stressed. With God on my side, yeah, he's my connect. Putting in work, I do not rest. Trip so hard, get lost in the title. This part is vital, life's a cycle. Yeah, outrunning all of my rivals, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Faith on fleek. Had to take that leap. Cause I got grace on me. Tell them play that, slay that beat. On a J-O-B. And we ain't gon' sleep. God fill me up with my tank on E. God fill me up and I ain't gon' leave. Better take your seat. Cause I'ma tell you like they told me. Man, they play for keeps. Taylor V. Wanna run the race, better lace your sneaks. Got me feeling like J. Cole, this K.O.D. H.O.T. Come taste and see.
Faith on fleek, this ain't finesse. Holy Ghost dripping, ain't got no regrets. God on my side, who wanna get blessed? Jesus my plug, that's the connect. Faith on fleek, this ain't finesse. Holy Ghost dripping, ain't got no regrets. God on my side, who wanna get blessed? Jesus my plug, that's the connect.
Unified, we go away like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah.
I'm like a movement,
yeah.
Got them exclusive,
yeah.
All up, all up,
no support. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless, artist, showcase. I play exclusive, y'all. I am a kid, y'all. It's
it's not about me. It's Christ inside me.
I support kingdom assignment.
Dear brother, I support. Here is varsity, it's hard. And there are some people who won't stand. Before the rain, you're building art. Chaos is that. Chiropractor flow, I got his back. Exclusive with tracks. Then there is interviews deeper than rap. This be for God, he be the squad. We lift him up, he get applause. We are not here for the oohs and the odds. We take it by force, the victory odds. We give it to God, for the save to the lost. From the cradle to the cross. From the east to the west. His word put words in our mouth. KS,
you're
mine.
I am the king, y'all. It's not about me.
What up, y'all? This is Fidel, and you listening to the KS Radio Show, home of exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Make sure y'all keep it locked in, y'all.
First and foremost, you guys, I want to apologize because I totally forgot about that Big Steve This Ain't Finesse song, which kicked off the show. I did start talking, and then the song came in. So I do want to apologize because I had totally forgot about it. You guys, this is, you know, a Friday night special. This is a doubleheader, if you have seen the flyer all over social media. And, of course, you guys know that the first guest up is the homie Joe Brown. You know, he's full of bars. He has a great testimony. He's a mighty man of God. He's a husband. And, man, I'm just honored to have him on the show. And then at 9 o'clock, Poetic Goddess from Rapture Ready Productions will be on the show. And I just want to say thank you all who are listening live from my mom. I know that Joe Brown is here. We have an unfamiliar number, 225. Don't even know what area code that is, but thank you for chiming in with us as well. And I believe we have one of our sponsors, Shalom Sheik, a.k.a. Gloria Shalom, who is listening on the internet. So thank you all for listening live. And if anybody wants to listen, you can just dial that number, 914-205-5471. Again, you guys, this is the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. And I am going to go ahead and get into the prayer. We're going to get Joe on the phone. We're going to rock out for a whole hour. Cannot wait for you guys to hear his exclusive song called Brown Boy on Tonight. So first and foremost, Father God, we want to say thank you for this time. Thank you for this opportunity, the fellowship to, you know, bring you glory on tonight. on this Friday night, God. We can be doing anything, but we have chosen, we have made the choice to give you glory and give you credit for what you have done for our lives. But there, Lord, we want to say thank you for giving us another chance, another opportunity to get it right. Lord, forgive us of our sins, both knowingly and unknowingly, for what we have committed today, yesterday, or what we haven't repented from. Lord, give us a contrite heart, a contrite mind, a contrite spirit to want to do things in the spirit of excellency, to do things the right way, God, to think soberly, oh God. And Lord, I uplift my brother, Joe Brown, on tonight. I uplift Poetic Goddess as well. And I just pray that you just continue to strengthen them for the journey ahead of them, oh God. Let them always remember how far they have come by grace and by your power. So, Lord, we say thank you on today. We say thank you on this evening. We say thank you on tonight, God. And Lord, we just give you free reign, free access to do what you want to do on tonight. Lord, move as you see fit. Speak as you see fit. And Lord, just let your love be felt on this platform. Let your love be felt on this platform. Let your voice go forward, oh God. Touch hearts and touch minds even right now, God. And minister call in, or who will listen to the rebroadcast. Hopefully something is said on tonight that will prick the hearts of an unbeliever and make them surrender to Christ and his blood and his love. Because without his love, we wouldn't know what love is. Without his sacrifice, we wouldn't know what Jesus really is. Without his sacrifice, we wouldn't be alive on today, God. So, Lord, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for just being God. And Lord, just have your way on tonight. Have your way on this platform. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen again. Joe Brown is here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give him a round of applause. Let's give him a round of applause. Big brother Joe Brown, man, how you feeling tonight, bro? How was your Friday?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling good. I'm here. I can hear you loud and clear. I'm glad you're on the show. I am honored to have you as a guest. It's been a long time coming. You have been a big brother of mine for many, many years. I remember playing your wife's song when it dropped a few years back, and I'm glad that you sent that over exclusively during, what was that, 2018? Yeah, I remember it. And, again, man, we just been, you know, in fellowship since then, supporting each other as much as we can, up close and from a distance. But, yeah, welcome to the KS Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you for having me, man. It's a blessing to be on here. I'm just honored that you wanted me to be on here. You know, I ain't like everybody else. You know, I ain't all of that. A lot of talented people out here, a lot of people serving it. You know, I'm just blessed. It's real humbling.
Amen. Well, we got an hour. Let's not waste any time. So for the people who are listening live, of course, they don't know who you are. I don't know your testimony from, you know, from childhood. So can you tell us the brief version of your testimony? From childhood, you know, middle school, high school, up into, you know, your music career.
Well, I was born and raised in Flint, Michigan. Went to school. I left Flint. Went to Flint for a little bit. And probably about elementary, went out in Beecher outside of Flint. Graduated from Beecher Community High School and so forth from there. Father always been a minister. I grew up in, my brothers and I was part of gangs and different stuff like that. So I could tell you, I'm trying to be, you know, just sum it up a little bit, but I was raised up in the church and I was raised up in the street. So I took more of the street path, but I knew right from wrong, but I chose to go the other way. Eventually, God whooped my butt. I ended up giving my life to Christ. I was around, between 28, 29, around 2000, about 2009. That's when I fully gave my life to Christ. And so forth. Always been a part of music. I was a part of this independent company, gospel rap company. It was Sounds of Nazareth. So what happened with that? So once I got out of my paperwork and God gave me the opportunity to start my own, which was the blessings are real. It was like late 2015 when he gave it to me, I was in Houston, Texas. So now I got my own company. It's been up and running really about 2016. That's when we fully became established. And now, we became a major big music group. And we traveled around the country. We ministered and so forth from there. I've been pastoring about a few months. I took over the church once my father passed away last year. So I'm pastoring also now. So I'm over the church. And I'm over the Blessings Are Real. I'm the president of that too. So that's just a little bit. Try to sum it up, you know, as much as possible.
Amen. And the track we're going to play on tonight is Brown Boy. Now, this is one of your newest tracks. And if I'm not mistaken, you just released a video. What, about 2 weeks ago? I know it's fresh.
I gave a little snippet. I'm gonna probably drop the video out next week. I'm gonna drop it off in the blink of an eye. I'm gonna shock everybody with it. It was something special. That's the first song and the first video I did before. I was gonna stop for a minute because I was a little depressed when my father passed away last year. Then my sister passed away, and I was just like, I'm gonna dial back and just focus on the church. Doing that, but God, you got to get your blood back up. You go and use what I gave you, go and win them souls to Christ. And before you know it, out of my belly, it just started flowing. I started writing and allowed the Spirit to use my pen. And everything just came about, just real nice, smooth, and easy. So I give all honor, glory, and credit to God for that one. So that's how I win.
Amen. Now, we all know in 2020, COVID hit. We know people are still suffering from, family members and friends that passed away because of COVID or other reasons, drugs, car crashes, domestic violence. People are suffering all over the world, not just from COVID. So with your sister and your father dying, like what piece of advice or what piece of encouragement did you hear from God that made you get back up, dust yourself off, and, get back to the plow?
It was more when I realized that my father and them, they lived the life of Christ. So that encouraged me that I know they was in a better place, and that's where I'm trying to go. They had a relationship with God, and they lived their life holy and righteous. So, that when I looked at it, I said, man, that's where I want to be. They in a better place. So I realized it. I said, man, that's it. I'm going to celebrate. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm not going to stay stressed. And let's go and get it. Because my father told me, he said, before he passed away, out of all the children, he said, you are his son. I love you. You already know what to do. And then I realized it. I said, Daddy, you know what? I got you. I got you. He was handing down the reins. And just the blessing he bestowed upon me, it was time to get it. I realized what he said. Just the words kept coming back to me. And knowing that he was in a better place. Because he left smiling. Because when the last time I seen him, he was just smiling. I said, he in a good place. He happy. He know he going because he was already preparing me for it. So I realized, I said, he in
Amen.
A good place. They both in.
Amen.
So this is it. This is the song that I came with. The first song after
that's awesome, bro. Now with, with the follow-up after Brown Boy being released, the video being released and everything, do you have like an EP or like a mixtape that you're dropping, or has it already dropped? If so, what's the title of it?
I'm working on a lot of singles. A lot of singles, and I'm working with a lot of artists. So you're going to get a lot of singles coming out this year. I'm not going to just focus on the EP or the album right now. I'm just going to put out a lot of singles and just work. No, I'm in a place where I just want to help work and just grow and fellowship and just love on folks and do what God calling for me to do.
Amen. Well, Joe Brown, in order to do what God has called you to do, first of all, you have to know who you are, which leads us into our first song of the night, something exclusive from BRM. BRM came up with this track called Who Are You for Brother Rob, and he sent it over to me exclusively because I love the beat, and hopefully you guys will too. So we're going to go ahead and get into our first song of the night, and then after this, we got the birthday shout-outs at 8:30, and then we're going to get into Brown Boy. So you guys stick around. Stay plugged in. Tell your friends, your haters, and your neighbors to call in. The number is 914-205-5471. And here is BRM with Who You Are. Keep it locked.
The love is deep. Let me go teach you a lesson, open it, bless you. Let me come right out and say it, God is amazing. Hearing it up in the speaker, I'ma keep playing it. You press play, guess when I hear it. Feel that tug in your spirit, he kept reeling you in, bringing you closer to him, let's just let him win. Ah, he the king, I'm the prince, all the sin that was rinsed with his blood, down cleansed. Trying to see right through his lens. 2020 kinda funny, it keep rolling. I don't want it, it's still running, but he said he coming back. He told me that, y'all, I'ma keep on yelling God. Hope you hear me telling y'all, man, the GPS is on. He gon' take me really far, man, the present taking long. Jesus King like he LeBron, let me tell you in this song. Let me tell you who you are.
Yeah, you a child of God, yeah. Even when you fall, God has got your back. Let me tell you who you are.
Yeah,
you a child of God, yeah. He gon' pick a shot, that you are. Father and my dad,
yeah.
You were not your shortcomings or the bad choices made. He went on the cross for us, yeah, that sin was paid. It was laid to death, and he took the debt. What we owe him, all we owe him is to ask for his forgiveness. What he said, get it in your head, slow the flow down so you get it. You a child of God, man, that's why I'm rapping for a minute. Hope the words are understood and that you take it like you should. Man, he wanna see us winning, telling you he's so good. Let me go speed it up, now that I'm stretched, I'm heated up. I'ma go after the devil and beat him up. Closing his door, now we keep him out. He running scared and he tired, he breathing out. I'm going off, yeah, yeah. Pulling him back for the tail. Tell him to get away, I'm getting my dad. Get the belt.
Let me tell you who you are.
Yeah,
you a child of God.
Yeah,
even when you fall, God has got your back. Let me tell you who you are.
Yeah,
you a child of God. Yeah, he gon' pick a shot. Just you are father and my dad.
Yeah.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass, don't ever intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
You can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something, but when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right. Because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. She's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Gloria Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. ShalomChic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Hey, what's up?
up? This is Chrissy Payne with Fox Culture, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show. Keep bearing fruit.
All right, y'all, we back, man. I want to give a big shout-out to one of our sponsors for the network, ShalomT.com. Of course, you heard in the commercial, but you don't know where their link is. It's actually in the description of this interview, and you can check that out because every order comes with free shipping. So do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Husbands, boyfriends, fiancés, or, you know, sons. If you want to buy something special, something inexpensive, something very elegant and very nice, but that special lady in your life could be your aunt, could be your wife, could be your girlfriend, or just, you know, your female best friend and their birthdays are coming up. So shop at ShalomSheet.com today. That link is in the description of this interview. And hopefully you guys don't mind spending a little bit of money because it's very affordable and it's very elegant and very nice. And it comes with free shipping. So you can't beat that with a hammer. So check out the link in the description of this show, ShalomSheet.com. Don't forget. And again, that was BRN with Who You Are. Shout out to the homie Rob Hunter and BRN for coming together with that track. Joe Brown, what were your thoughts about that Who You Are track?
Oh, I really liked it. I really liked the beat too. I love the most importantly, I believe it was the delivery that caught me. So I like how he delivered it on the song.
Hey, man, I don't even know if that song is released or not, but it is on the project that Rob Hunter has put together, but I don't know if the project has been released. Anyway, it is approximately 8:27, you guys, and you know it's time for the shout-out. So, Joe Brown, since you are my guest, it's only right that I ask you this question. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give on tonight?
I want to shout-out the whole first and foremost, I want to shout-out Jesus first. Shout-out to Jesus first. I want to shout you out second. Most importantly, I want to shout out my wife, my children, and just the whole T-Bar family, all the saints of God. Shout all y'all out, everybody that's on here listening. Much love. I love y'all. If ain't nobody told you today, Joe Brown love you.
Hey, man. Well, I'm going to jump into these birthday shout-outs, man. The homie Nick Peters was a good friend of mine. His birthday, he is a good friend of mine. His birthday was on this past Wednesday. Today, birthday shout-outs go to Miss Leanne Renee. Courtney Bales, Yvonne Ellsworth, Tyrell Taylor, the homie Frank Jackson, Tina Anderson, Roxanne Solimano. Her birthday is tomorrow. The homie Marcus Jarrett's birthday is tomorrow. Tracy Scott's birthday is Sunday. The homie T-Money, a.k.a. Teron, his birthday is Sunday as well. And the homie Jordan Brooks, who is the keyboard player for our church. His birthday is Monday. And Braylon Graham is a good friend of mine's son, Brandon Graham. He just turned 9 years old today. So happy birthday to you all, and happy birthday to you guys, you know, whose birthday is tomorrow and Sunday and Monday. And hopefully you guys are honoring the Lord with having fun, with, you know, surrounding yourselves around people that love you, and hopefully your birthday is filled with lots of love and lots of, you know, money, because everybody wants to be honored and, you know, surrounded with love on their birthdays. So those are the birthday shout-outs for today. And also want to give a big shout-out to my son Tristan and Christiana Tate. Not sure if they're listening live, but I told my son before I left the house that I would give him a shout-out because he did not want me to come. He did not want me to host the show. And I'm glad that he didn't cry. But Joe Brown, man, you know how important fatherhood is, man. You know, we got to be there for the kids. Man. So fatherhood is important, as just as important as, you know, a CEO or any position in life that you're doing. Managers, CEOs, servant of God, pastor, whatever it may be, painter. If that role is passionate to you, then it's important to you, just like parenthood is. So I'm glad that I'm a parent. I'm glad that I'm a father. T-Bar is a organization that you have, you know, taken over and started. So that's important to you as well. So who are the members of T-Bar? And can anybody join? Is it all men? Are you looking for some, you know, some sisters to be part of the group? Can you go to just a little bit of information about what T-Bar is?
Well, T-Bar is some, like I said, T-Bar is something that I started in 2015. My vice president is J-Miz Johnson, real name Julius Johnson, go by J-Miz. My wife, she's also in it. She's a part of T-Bar. Jazz, which you got on the lineup, he's a member of the T-Bar crew. That's going to be that everybody's going to hear later on tonight. We all around the country. T-Bar is spread it out from Atlanta, Georgia, to Jersey, to Indiana, to Portland. We just some everywhere. And what I do is like I just don't just pick anybody. You know, I want people that solely sold out for Jesus, and that's really gonna do it the right way. It's just not all about your talent. You know, I want to make sure that we all on one accord, because we're going to get out there. Is ultimately everything that God give us is to win souls for Christ. So if it's not about winning souls to Christ, I really don't want to too much interact with people on that part. We can fellowship and do something else. But, you know, if I feel like it's right and that's what God want to do, I'm going to just follow his lead. So even though I can be in that leadership position, I still want to consult God on everything. I don't want to go before. So. If that's what God wants, we'll do it.
Amen. Now, with your song called Brown Boy that we're going to play next, what was the inspiration behind it?
Inspiration behind it was just a motivation factor, where it was to the point where I wanted to give up. And God pushed me like, nah, you ain't about to give up. You still got a lot of work to do. You were just hurt in the moment, and, you know, sometimes we get in our feelings, and we be like, you know what, I ain't messing with you no more. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. But then when we come to the realization, it's just to the fact that we like, you know, I was just in my feelings. God, you know what, I really didn't mean it, so I'm going to go and do what you called me to do. And I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to present it to him the way you want me to do it. So God was the motivational factor behind that.
Now, what can the listeners expect to hear out of this song while they're listening to it?
Man, I'm expecting them to take heed to just everything, just the motivational factor of me praying and coming out of my prayer closet and just letting everything that was on my shoulders off my, you know, just getting everything off my shoulders, getting the weight off my shoulders, getting the world off my back. Everything that I was going through, 21, I'm going to take it back. And that's how I felt with this song.
Amen. Everything the devil thought he stole,
man, hey, this is the time now to go and reap what I sold.
As I like to say, it's confiscation season. Let's get it. I'm all for it, man. Whatever the devil thought that he took in his, quote-unquote, his possession, I'm coming for it. It's confiscation season. I love it, man. I love it, bro. So we're going to go ahead and get into this track exclusively from the KS Radio Show. Here is the homie Joe Brown with Brown Boy. Check it out.
Hey, what's up, family? It's your boy, James L. Patterson, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
I want you to stand up tall and proud. I want you to speak up clear and loud.
T-Bar.
meditate, levitate, praying in the spirit, ascending vision, the pearly gates. Google play the music, annoying the point is to never break. Looking to the heavens, I'm ready to claim my real estate. Pardon me, I never can hang with people with jealousy. My fun and bully people's instilling all of their currency. My urgency reminded of steel, winning the soul for the young God's property. And a part of me wanna give up. Don't forget your purpose, serving the little homie, grow up. They got your eyes on me when the past is saying I blew up. Remain humble, give it to Jesus, send them a praise up, raise up. Put your hands up, face up, there's a layer. Roses by the dozens, giving a flower with something to wake up. Rebuking every demon, know the time and trying to play us. Listen, do you see what's going on? Separation is elevation, praying at the throne. I made a lot of mistakes, so forgive me, I was wrong. Now God can use me a living legend when I was born. He said that I was more than a conqueror, now it's on. Rivers of living water flowing from my belly core. I can see red in their eyes and they're looking for a war. Oh Lord, dressed in the blood of Jesus on the floor. Ministry on the global level, knocking at the door. Charles told me he's never worked, we built me for the stone, daddy, I got you. Late night, ringing the phone, calling the doctor. Prepare me for whatever, and I'm standing there in my posture. Blessings are real and I'm never doubting the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. They working one in the author. Paint pictures and brain stains, session of ganja. Your honor, my sins like hell inflicted with karma. A man that got a sold out, so protecting with armor. They wanna see me dead in the streets like him and the police. Black is beautiful like my mother, mama a G. And both changing body, the team were lifting the weed. And dead man walking, he really looking for peace. And barely from the beast, from east, starving to eat. Ain't no worry, God got it, he got sin on the leash. Community, we need to communicate when we meet. We need a church serving in unity, marching deep. And death is at an all-time high, seeing what BLC. Increase the numbers on the screen, trying to win the loss daily. While you're playing with the memes and you're laughing and you're smirking too, got pop up on the scene. My prayer like the charge up, scabbing on my knees. Got love for my fellow soldier dying overseas. See the lion, the Judah watching, checking every D. All the talking and no action, and they Facebooking me. I got answers to the mystery, waiting to release T-Bar.
Hey man, we're going to go ahead and keep the T-Bar flow going. You guys, this is the homie Jazz featuring Cam with Too Much. This is something new. This is something new. Check it out.
Hey. Wake up, go early, a quarter to six. I hit my leaders to give me a pitch. I'm in his presence, no timers, no essence. Don't need me no questions, I need me this pitch. I'm stepping on faith, I'm not taking no risk. Timers, no essence, not look at my wrist. I'm in my prime, I'm doing fine. You look surprised, I'm doing like this. Hold up, hey, my step up game, that's too much. My shot go switch, that's too clutch. Demons on the go, I'm too much. Top my flow, I'm screwed up, yeah. Check my bag, I'm too much. It's my time like who was. Demons on the go, I'm too much. It's my time like who. Yeah. Living the pistol, I blow me the whistle, man, look at my life, it's on display. I ain't got time to be wasting this crash, I be chasing some of you just in the way. All of that fussing in me, it means nothing, I'm pressing my buttons, the time and the place. My going zombie and tunnel, can't find me, and when they can't find me, put that in the... Pull up like David, do dance to your face. I'm not a cat, it's business safe. This how to play, I just play in my place. God has been just on the talking, so great. That's all up on you if you cannot relate. Pressure is coming, you cannot escape. All of my bros, we on the wave, looking for souls to get away. Early a quarter to six. I hit my leaders to give me a fix. I'm in his presence, no timers, no essence. Don't need me no questions, I need me this hit. I'm stepping on faith, I'm not taking no risk. Timers, no essence, not look at my wrist. I'm in my prime, I'm doing fine. You look surprised, I'm doing like this. Hold up, hey, my step up game, that's too much. My shot go switch, that's too clutch. Demons on the go, I'm too much. Top my flow, I'm screwed up, yeah. Check my bag, I'm too much. It's my time like who was. Demons on the go, I'm too much. It's my time like who was, yeah.
I see a lot of division, the holes in the system aligning in plain view. They feeling bold with deception and effort to blind the public from the real truth.
True be told, I'm feeling bold, got rhymes you could quote, exposing principles. Yeah. The harvest is plentiful, reaping souls.
As long as I'm breathing, you know I'm on gold.
Going back now will be fouled, no face down, see my smile, I shine, illuminate. Yeah, we go against the grain, man. We got a master plan, man. Too much to lose, too much to gain. Nothing to prove, too much to change. I cannot live like the same. Far from the norm, like my
wake
name.
Wake up, go early, a quarter. I hit my leaders to give me a fix. I'm in his presence, no timers, no essence. Don't need me no questions, I need me this hit. I'm stepping on faith, I'm not taking no risk. Timers, no essence, not look at my wrist. I'm in my prime, I'm doing fine. You look surprised, I'm doing like this. Hold up, hey, my step up game, that's too much. My shot go switch, that's too clutch. Demons on the go, I'm too much. Top my flow, I'm screwed up, yeah. Check my bag, I'm too much. It's my time like who was. Demons on the go, I'm too much. It's my time like who was, yeah.
Man, I hope y'all didn't think that I was playing around, man. Hey, man, shout out to the whole team T-Bar, man. Joe Brown is in the building. First of all, we heard Joe Brown with Brown Boy. Lord Shalom loved it. And then we hit y'all right between the eyeballs with that track from Jazz called Too Much, man. I love it, bro, man. I love it, man. Dope tracks, man, from the family. Man, I love it, bro. That Brown Boy track, I ain't even gonna lie. It snuck up on me. You didn't warn me in the email. You didn't warn me with phone call. Bro, you just let me have it, man. I was like, wait a minute. I wasn't ready. What?
Yeah.
Man, I love that track, bro.
That's about real all day.
I feel it, man. So I know we got 20 minutes until, you know, we get off the phone, but I do want to thank you for sliding through. Can you give us, you know, what platforms Brown Boy will be on whenever you officially release it?
Well, what I want to do with Brown Boy, this one I just want to give out free to everybody. You know, a lot of times my music is on every single social media platform and everything. This one, I'm going to put it out for play. I'm probably just going to throw it on SoundCloud. I'm just thinking about those that can't afford the music right now. Knows is getting back to the fold, working and so forth from there. I just want to sow a seed and just give out the track for free. You'll have the video and the track. I'm releasing everything probably next Friday. That's the goal, next Friday, and you have the song and the video coming out on the same day.
Wow.
So that's something I'm sowing to the people.
Hey, man, bro. That's what's up, man. And I know, like, every artist is different. Every artist, they do things strategically. So, man, I really appreciate your heart for the kingdom and for the people to, you know, just let your music be heard and then just let the glory of God do the rest. That's dope, bro.
Amen. Amen. Just
want
to be a
blessing. Amen. We're all called to be a blessing. We're all called to be, you know, to carry the gospel to, you know, the uttermost parts of the world, to be a witness in all of Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the world, and you're doing that with your music. And I know sometimes it can be discouraging as a radio personality, and I know it can be even more discouraging or discouraging anyway for an artist, because you know you have to find the beats, and you know you have to make sure like it's not copywritten or like get in trouble with the law or anything. And then if you have a featured artist, you have to reach out to that person. That person's schedule might be a conflict or whatever. And then if you're paying a person, you know, to be a feature artist to, you know, big name Joey Vontaze or, you know, V Rose or anybody, Gloria Shalom, whoever, they're scheduling conflict to, you know, mess up your schedule and your release date. So I know,
yeah,
I know being an independent artist could be discouraging, or being like an artist, like signed to a label, like God Over Money or Capitol Records or whatever. I know being an artist, period, could be a discouragement or discouraging at times, just like every part of ministry. So I just want to thank you for your consistency, bro. And I just pray for God's strength to continue to, you know, pour out on you, to strengthen you each and every day, not only to be a better man, but be a better father and a better artist.
Praise God. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, man. You know I love you. We brothers. It's deeper behind the scenes, because, you know, we chop it up on some real stuff, but you already know what it is.
That we do. I'm not sure if Jazz was supposed to call in or introduce his song, but I'm glad I had a chance to play it. Can you tell us who else is on the label other than Jazz? So is you and Jazz who else is a part of T-Bar?
We got Jazz. We got J-Miz. We got King Walker. We got King, we got Shantae Smith. We got Antoine Pack, the Eagle and the Lion. We got D. Brazil. We got a Disciple to Don. There's many of us. You know, we got Zay Ramos. it's a lot of them.
Yeah, y'all got a whole conglomerate of y'all. I love it, bro.
Yeah.
A whole conglomerate. I love it, man. That's what's up. So how can people follow you? Oh, Zay Cooper? That's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
Now, are any of those artists, are they releasing anything after your video dropped?
You can look up Jazz on every social media platform. Just look up his name, Jazz, J-A-S, acronym for Just a Servant. You can find J-Miz Music on every single platform from iTunes to Spotify. You look up just look up our names. You look up Disciple to Don. He just dropped out Oscar Mike. King Walker, he dropped out Here. That just came out with Self-Check from what group he with? He used to be with. Actually, he's still with the group.
Rapture Ready.
They still together. Yeah, they still together. They still working. They dropping projects. And, you know, like we working, man. We're all around here moving. Maryland, D Brazil, they all got new music out, and we got some things that's just going that's gonna hit the world. We looking to shut the devil down. Just look our names up. You and how that you can find me on Joe Brown 30 on Instagram. Check me out on Instagram. You can see some of the latest ministry performance. You can see something. You can see me behind the scenes doing ministry and some of everything that we got doing because I love doing a lot of service. So most importantly, I just love to serve. I love to give. So whatever I can do just to help and be a part, you know what I'm saying, help push the culture farther in the ministry, that's what I'm going to do. So the T-Bar family is real. The blessings are real.
Amen. Well, we do got one more song before we let you go. This is something that dropped literally on Wednesday night. The homie Gigi, if you're familiar with Self-Check, then you should be familiar with Gigi as well. But Gigi dropped a track, a video called Conglomerate, featuring Christ Jr. and the homie TJ Godfearing. And I don't know if he tagged you. I don't know if he saw the video or not, but we got it in queue on tonight. But we're going to go ahead and get into this track, and then we got something exclusive from the homie Iceberg Class 17 featuring Christ Jr. as well. And then at the top of the hour, we got some music from Glory Shalom called He Saved Me. So you guys are going to go ahead and get into this Gigi Conglomerate track, and then we're going to get last remark from the homie, my guest, Joe Brown. Here is Gigi with Conglomerate right here exclusively on the KS Radio Show. Keep it locked, stay tuned, and check it out.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? This is Gigi, and I pray the blessings are coming your way. This is the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and the exclusive music.
Gang and we light it up. We got got the sun, so the light in us. Got all my money and God with us. Keeping so good tonight, cause the battle ain't mine, it's for his to fight. Yeah, no matter what come, we gon' be alright. Devil try me, strap on me, a sword fight. Yeah, yeah. G, that's who I'm rapping to be. I fell in love, he is a dub, can't nobody compete. And he walking like he talking, not that tune with the feet. Then he showed up, then he rose up, said the promise he keeps. Living water sipping, with my bros we dripping. I don't talk, I'm living, tables gon' be flipping. Devil said he tripping, cause the word is written. Nothing broke or missing, yeah, the weapon be spitting. Where I wanna be, but I'm on the way. Y'all playing with the judge for the trial of wit. How you never wanna give, but you always take. Say you sharing with the fan, but you hid your play. Face, I'm chasing this Yahweh. Ain't no doing it my way. Don't be hearing what y'all say, cause I've been with them like all dirt. Them old names, that's old graves, that's old chains, that's old bays. His blood stains made red stains, turned old ways to oil stains. Kill the flesh and make room for the spirit. I love people, but it's God who I'm fearing. I wanna wake and see Jesus in the mirror. Went to the dock and I've never seen clear.
What? I know these demons don't roam, no. Hop in the schedule with Jones, no. I look at the world and see no love. I picked up the word and it's fine.
Hey, yo, this is your boy, Go Yee, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Go Yee.
You got up with Alicia and the KS Radio Show. Kingdom supporters.
All right, y'all, there was, you know, like I said, something exclusive. I always try to be the first radio platform to play certain songs. Especially with Gigi being, you know, part of my family, part of my support system and everything, you know, I had to play it first. So I'm glad that she dropped it. Joe Brown is my guest, man. What you think about that track, bro?
That was lit. I really like that. I was in the background bouncing. I was turned up.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know, like, when you upload videos to YouTube, people actually want, and I'm one of those people. So she just uploaded it, and she didn't know, like, any of the settings. So I helped her this past Thursday, yesterday, with, like, the settings, how to turn everything off for children so that people can actually have access to the comment section. So hopefully the numbers are running up, the views are running up, and the comments are running up as well. But, man, I love that track, bro. Kind of a little salty that I wasn't invited to the video shoot, but maybe I might make the next one. But shout out to Homie Reborn, DG, everybody that was in that video. Love it, man, love it. Joe Brown, did you have any last remarks before we let you go?
Ashton Marks, first and foremost, I want to thank God. I want to thank you for allowing me to be on the show. I'm thankful for this experience. It was beautiful. I'm proud of all the other artists and men and women of God that was just taking part in the first part of this this session with me being one of the interviewees. And it was just beautiful. I just want y'all to remember God first, we last. Humble yourself and you shall be exalted in due time. Just remain humble and be obedient to God. And just keep doing what God calling you to do, no matter how hard it gets. Hey, press forward. He said, fight the good fight of faith. You know what I'm saying? It's T-Bar all day. The blessings are real. Like I said, once again, you can also check me out on Instagram. Get on my Instagram at JoeBrown30. JoeBrown30 on Instagram. Check that out.
Amen. And for those who have not accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, how would you bring them in? If they were listening right now, like, what would you say?
I just tell them that Jesus loves them. I tell them how much God loves them. And just whatever encouraging word that God would give me through the Holy Spirit, I'll just let y'all know. I just start with love. He said, by love and kindness have I drawn thee. And so I want y'all to know Jesus loves y'all. And
And ain't nothing too hard for God. I've been there. You talking about somebody that ran the streets, sold drugs, been to jail, and everything. If God can do it for me, he can do it for you. And Jesus loves you. Because he did it for me.
Amen. Amen, bro. So we're going to go ahead and, you know, in this segment with Brown Boy, actually, what's the name of the YouTube channel that you will release it on so that they can go and subscribe right now and turn on the notifications bell so that on next Friday they won't miss it when it uploads?
It will be it's the T-Bar Music Channel. T-Bar Music Channel on YouTube. It'll be releasing on there, so y'all just be on the lookout for it. We building that a page up on YouTube, so we about to get you're gonna see all the new artists. A lot of new music, a lot of new videos. Everything gonna be on the T-Bar channel. So go and check it out.
Amen. Well, you guys, that is Joe Brown. The song that we played on tonight is called Brown Boy. It will be dropping. The video will be released next Friday, which is June 4th. They're kicking down the door of June in the right way by, you know, honoring God and, you know, kicking Satan in his teeth because he deserves it. Because he's a liar, and he has no good intentions for us. So I'm glad that they're kicking off the month of June the right way with a video, and I'm glad that I was honored to play the song on tonight. You can follow Joe Brown everywhere on social media, on Instagram at JoeBrown30. That's 30, it's the number 30, not the word 30, but the number 30. And again, man, subscribe to the T-Bar Music Channel on YouTube. Turn on those notifications bell, and man, Joe Brown, man, have a great rest of your evening, bro, rest of your night. And if you're not busy, definitely stick around for Poetic Goddess coming up at 9 o'clock. But here is Joe Brown with Brown Boy, and I can't wait for part two, bro. Be blessed, man.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I want you to stand up tall and proud. I want you to speak up clear and loud.
Levitate, praying in the spirit, it's in the vision, the pearly gates. Google play the music, the knowing appointed to never break. Looking to the heavens, I'm ready to claim my real estate. Pardon me, I never can hang with people with jealousy. My fun and bully people's instilling all that they currency. My urgency reminded of steel, winning the soul for the young God's property. And a part of me want to give up. Don't forget your purpose, I've been the little homie, grow up. They got your eyes on me when the past is saying I blew up. Remain humble, give it to Jesus, send them a praise up. Raise up, put your hands up, face up, there's a layer. Roses by the dozens, giving a flower with them to wake up. Rebuking every demon, known the time and trying to play us. Listen, do you see what's going on? Separation is elevation, praying at the throne. I made a lot of mistakes, so forgive me, I was wrong. Now God can use me, a living legend when I was born. He said that I was more than a conqueror, not his own. Rivers of living water flowing from my belly core. I can see red in their eyes and they looking for a war. Oh Lord, dressed in the blood of Jesus on the floor. Ministry on the global level, knocking at the door. Charles told me he's never worried, we built me for the stone daddy, I got you. Late nights, ringing the phone, calling the doctor. Prepare me for whatever, and I'm standing there in my posture. Blessings are real and I'm never doubting the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. They working one in the author. Paint pictures and brain stains, session of ganja. Your honor, my sins like hell inflicted with karma. A man of God, a sold out, so protected with armor. They wanna see me dead in the streets like him and the police. Black is beautiful like my mother, mama a G. And both changing body, the team were lifting the weed. And dead man walking, he really looking for peace. And barely from the beast, from east, starving to eat. Ain't no worry, God got it, he got sin on the leash. Community, we need to communicate when we meet. We need a church serving in unity, marching deep. And death is at an all-time high, seeing what BLC. Increasing numbers on the screen, trying to win the loss daily while you're playing with the means. And you're laughing and you're smirking too, got pop up on the scene. My prayer like the charger, scabbing on my knees. Got love for my fellow soldier dying overseas. See the lion, the Judah watching, checking every D. All the talking and no action, and they Facebooking me. I got answers to the mystery, waiting to release T-Bar.
Hi, I'm Rosalind Smith Sistrunk with Rosalind Smith Counseling, and I'm here to talk about this life-changing program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives and how it impacts decision-making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From Forgiveness to Healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they described their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. Very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effect of the change in me, how it affects those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From Forgiveness to Healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today for this life-changing program.
Hey, this is Queen Lynn, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
All right, you guys, we want to give a big thank you to Rosalind Smith Counseling for sponsoring this show, as well as, you know, ShalomChi.com. Rosalind Smith Counseling, of course, we all know the month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And Rosalind Smith Counseling is where you can contact Rosalind for professional counseling services for individuals and couples. For anybody that is, you know, interested or, you know, wanting to fix any issues before marriage, I personally recommend her because she has helped me tremendously. She has helped me a lot within these past few years, and she is recognized by the state of Ohio with an A-plus rated service. So do me a favor and book a session today. And if you don't live in Cincinnati, you can always call her for advice. So definitely check out RosalindSmithCounseling.com and the link click the link in the description of this interview. My next guest is a powerful woman of God. She does a lot of poetry. She is from Rapture Ready Productions. And if you are a member of the KS Nation, then you already know who Rapture Ready Productions is. But Poetic Goddess is on the show. Welcome to the show, Poetic Goddess. How you feeling tonight?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm actually feeling amazing tonight. Really, really excited and thankful to be on the show tonight.
Amen. Well, before we put the show in first gear, let's give you a round of applause for joining us on tonight on this Friday evening. I do not take any of my guests lightly or for granted. So I just want to honor you and say thank you again for joining us tonight. I was actually pretty shocked when you inboxed me. I was like, who are you again? And he was like, oh, I'm from Rapture Ready. And I was like, okay, well, then we already family. So you told me that you wanted to come on to the show. You had apologized for, the miscommunication or, the disconnection that we had, if I'm not mistaken, last year. And, everybody gets busy in life. And, I got a four-year-old and, you on your grind and doing different things with RRP. So, I'm just glad that everything happens in God's timing and not our timing. But tonight is God's manifestation of his perfect will. And I'm just glad to be a part of it. And I'm glad that you agreed to be on the show.
Thank you so much again. Thank you for having me. I agree with you. Definitely God's timing. It couldn't be a more perfect time to meet up with you and to do this for sure.
Amen. Now, again, KS Nation, you guys, if you haven't called in already, it's not too late. It's not too late. I promise you it's not too late. You can dial 914-205-5471 to listen live. And, man, the phone lines are glowing up and blowing up as I speak. So I just want to thank all of you that are listening live or that will listen to the rebroadcast. Poetic Goddess is here, you guys. We have already given her a round of applause. And we're going to go ahead and jump in. Poetic Goddess. Why the name Poetic Goddess? And was that something off the top of the head? Did you shuffle with names before you came up with this one? What's the story behind Poetic Goddess?
No, actually didn't shuffle with names. Maybe like earlier on some years ago, before I even had a name, I was still signing my poetry, my first and last name. I sent some poetry to one of my good friends that's no longer with us, but he read through some of my poetry. And, I just kind of asked him what he thought about it. And he was like, man, it's amazing. He was like, the way you write. And he was like, man, you're such, you're so well at what you do. And I said, yeah, man, I said, I really feel like a goddess. And he was like, Poetic Goddess. And it just, from that moment, it just kind of stuck. And I just started penning my poetry that way after the fact. So when I came on to Rapture Ready, I already had my name. I was like, look, this is my artist name. This is how it's spelled, because it's spelled with a 3 for the poetic instead of an E. And that's just kind of how it came about, just in conversation.
That's amazing. A lot of people don't know this, but the nickname KS, the KS Radio Show, name given to me. And, turned into a brand, and here I am 5 and a half years later doing the same thing. So if a friend gives you a nickname or it helps you, with the name of your business or something, it could be God ordained.
Right.
Because
right,
God
right.
speaks to people. And some of
yeah,
those people
does.
Are our friends. So we thank God for, the inspiration and that story, that backdrop to your name. Because I would have never known, and, the listeners would have never known if you wasn't a guest. So that's amazing.
Right.
So how long have you been doing poetry?
Oh, man, I have been writing poetry since I was a child, maybe like between the ages of 10 and 12. And so I've been writing poetry for years.
Wow. Well, you got a lot of experience. Did you write any poetry in in high school? Did you do any talent shows?
Didn't do any talent shows that involved poetry, but I did do a lot of writing in school. That's kind of where I kind of got into poetry at, is in an English class. We were going over poetry during the time, and from there I kind of just tried my hand at it for the assignment, and from there set up as an outlet. And I've just been kind of running and writing since then.
Amen. Now, with it being 2021, so you would have a lot of notebooks with nothing but poetry in it, right?
Yes, I have quite a few notebooks with poetry in it. I have some that I can't find because it was so early on when I wrote. So a lot of things that I wrote during my childhood, I can't find them. If they're not in a notebook, they're like on an old computer that I don't have access to anymore. But
Wow.
I have things just, and not just notebooks, but I'll get like inspiration while driving. So if I stop at a red light, I'm trying to hurry up and, you know, type something in. Or so I have sticky notes everywhere. If I think of something and I don't have my notebook, I'll jot down a line. So not just the notebooks. I kind of just have pieces of poetry just all around.
Amen. Well, I'm excited for tonight because I've never had a poet on the show since 2016 when I started. So you are one of one, Miss Poetic Goddess, and I'm honored that you chose the KS Radio Show to be a guest on, because you could be a part of anybody's platform. You can tell your story on anybody's platform, but tonight you made the choice and you made the decision to come be a guest, and I don't take that lightly. I try to, I know I do musicians all the time. I do rappers, and I know people get tired of rap. I already know. You guys don't have to tell me. I already know. But to have a poet on the show is almost like, I'm not bragging, but I feel like I just went up another level. That's just me. That's just me. So I'm really honored to have you on the show tonight, Poetic Goddess. And what made you inbox me that day about being a guest?
I inboxed you because I had a chance to listen to the show, you know, sometimes before. Of course, you say, like, Rapture Ready has been on, and I've listened to it outside of, you know, us being on as well. And one night, you were interviewing, I want to say, Sheika, and you said, man, I've interviewed everybody from Rapture Ready. And I was like, but he hasn't interviewed me yet. And I was like, so I want to get, you know, get a chance for him to interview me. But I was like, also, just enjoying the show and hearing people tell their testimony and just the way you conduct the show, I was like, I really want to be a part of it. And I was like, I don't know which avenue to go. I was like, I'm just going to inbox him. I said, the most he could tell me is no, you know, because like you said, it is a lot of times just musicians and, you know, rappers and stuff like that. And so I'm like, you know, maybe there's not really a space for a poet, but I was like, hey, it doesn't hurt in asking. And you were like, hey, I'm all for it. So I was like, hey, that's a blessing, thank God. So when you typed back yes, I was like, yes. So I've been looking forward to tonight for real.
Hey, man. I didn't get a chance to ask Joe Brown this, but I'm going to ask you. What were your thoughts about the official flyer for tonight's interview?
I really thought it was dope. One, because I didn't know who Joe Brown was, so I hopped on early because I'm like, I want to listen to his interview and, you know, find out more about him and who he is. And just the way it looked, I thought it looked, you know, very professional. And what you had to say about get the fire engines out, I'm like, man, tonight's going to be fire for real. So I thought it was great.
Amen. Well, I just want to remind everybody that that I do my own flyers, and I take a lot of pride into doing my flyers. So I wanted to make sure that everything was, you know, tip-top shape. It was my very first time choosing that layout. and it came out perfect. I had to, you know, flip Joe Brown's picture, and then I had to crop it so it can fit inside of the angle. And I was like, "Oh, this is great! I should do this one more often." But yeah, I was. It was challenging at first because I was like, "Is this gonna fit?" So anyway, I got everything put together. Everything worked and fitted on, you know, Facebook and on Instagram. So I was like, "This is a good one. This is a good one. I don't have to make two flyers for 1 week." So I was really gassed up and really excited and turned up to have an official flyer with both of your names right, with the time right, and with the Friday, May 28th date stuck out from the different font color from the guest's name. So a lot of people don't pay attention to details like that, but I do. So I was really glad that I had the official flyer ready before the show so that all we could focus on was nothing but promo. And that's what we did. You tagged me on Instagram. We tagged each other on Facebook, and here we are tonight. And I just want to remind people that...
You definitely did a great job.
Well, thank you. And if anybody ever needs a flyer, inbox me. I'm a servant of God, and I just want to help the people of God, not only through interviews, but also through, you know, graphic designing. And I can do what I could do. So, anyway, God can get glory from rappers, singers, and something called a poet, and poetic goddess, if I'm not mistaken, you have some poetry that you want to read live to the listeners, right?
I do.
Amen. Now, out of all your years writing poetry, you know, from high school, middle school, even now, at Red Lights, like you mentioned, do you have any favorites, or do you have your, like, top three favorites that you like to read ever so often or read at events that you do?
So what I will say is I do have a favorite on that's on Inadequate and Purpose, which is the EP that I put out last year. One of my favorites from that one is I always mix them around. It would be Depression, which is track two. So that's one of my favorites. One, just for me to go back and read, there's one that's called Brother. So I like that one. And there's one that I've done a few times at live performances, and it's called Voice of God. And that one's on Inadequate and Purpose EP as well.
Amen. Well, I'm going to let you find one for us to read on tonight. And we're going to go ahead and take our music break for the evening called With Glory Up, featuring RL Music, the homie Cliff Abron, and Glory Shalom. So here it is on the KS Radio Show. You guys keep it locked. Miss Poetic Goddess is going to read some poetry for us tonight, and we are going to snap. We're not going to clap, and we're going to give her, you know, the credit that she's due after reading one of her pieces live on the KS Radio Show. But here is RL Music with Glory Up. Check it out.
All the glory goes up, yeah, yeah, the glory goes up.
Try to find what I'm okay. Shout out to me, shout out to me, go, yeah. God, I serve as able. Holy Ghost, come on.
in for your glory. Even with me doing things my way, that would be the end of the story. I'ma let them know that you're worthy, yeah. Even though you may be going through, find a way to praise your way through. Grace is sufficient for you, let them fight for you.
My speech seems tempered with passion, but lately my life ain't been no crystal stair. Instead of graduations and walking across stages and going to basketball games, I'm seeing riots and fires and people who are dying from a lack of air. I would speak, but see, the way this mask on my face is set up, I'm a little distant, and frankly, I'm tired. And I really don't understand the argument, because some of us have been wearing masks to church long before they were required, but I digress. We smile, but see, depression has a funny way with timing, because as soon as I think it's gonna get better, the news only reminds me every 4 minutes exactly how many people are dying. This can't be life. They say things get better with time. How, Sway? Because Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor didn't get more time. Instead, time rewarded them with death the hard way. I want to keep the faith, but I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I feel forgotten, because never leave me nor forsake me seems to fade when my brothers and sisters are rotten. The pastor spoke about racism on Sunday, but that was weeks ago, and now we're on to the next. While Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh were found in sunny Southern California in a tree hanging by their necks, so I need answers. Because if red and yellow, black and white are all precious in his sight, then why does fear now come in squad cars when police come out at night? If we can launch people into space where no one is, why can't we get ventilators in hospitals just so people can live? I don't see the issue. Because you're telling me my car can park itself, drive itself, but I can't go to the store and buy tissue. Something ain't adding up. I've been in the house 3 whole months and life will never be the same. I got gloves, I got masks, I got disinfectant. I bought this story hook, line, and sinker. I've sanitized my hands so much, alcohol is coming out my pores, and I have never been a drinker. So I need answers. So what do I do? Me? Oh, I turn to the place this record has never been wrong. Written over 2,000 years ago and still correct. Still right, still true, song after song. See, this story, like so many before, was already in the bookcases. There will be nation rising up against nation, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I know you feel like there's no hope, and this world is in a downward spiral. But can I tell you something? At the peak of hopelessness is a perfect time for revival. Because God has never lost, and he is still on the throne, and he will reign forever after statues, after flags, protesters, and corona are all long gone. There is a hope found in him that this world needs to know, and it's up to us, it is up to you to make sure that his love is known. My brother, my sister, our skin color don't make us divided, because the blood that was shed on Calvary is relentless, and it has hope, joy, and unity inside it. You looking for an answer? Well, let me be frank and very clear. The only answer that will change anything in this world is Jesus, and he is as he has always been, right here. He is the answer.
It's your boy,
it's your boy,
RL, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show.
Home to the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music. We reppin' Jesus Christ, baby. Let's go!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Just want to give a big shout-out to the homie RL Music, Cliff Abron, and Glory Shalom with a Glory Up track, because it is an exclusive track that I always play. And then I hit you guys with the Million clip called The Answer, because it's important to know that Jesus is the answer and that he is the reason for everything. My guest tonight, well, my second guest, is Poetic Goddess. Poetic Goddess is a poet from Raps Ready Productions, if you guys have not noticed. And she is going to read a few pieces for us on tonight. Poetic Goddess, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Amen. Well, I think I have given you a lot of time to find one of your pieces. I played enough music. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. So what is the first piece that you are going to read for us tonight?
So this piece is entitled Investments, and it's something that I wrote last year, kind of when we first started going through, like, the whole lock-in because of COVID. And so I found inspiration to write this piece for that time.
Gotcha. Well, we are all ears, and we are ready for our hearts to be open and warmed by the words that you are going to tell us, the words that you are going to read from your piece on tonight.
I bet you feel as if life is just passing you by. The first one to see the morning and the last one to fall asleep at night. And those are just the nights when you actually sleep at night. I bet you lost count of the tears that you hide from your friends, and for some of you, even your kids. But he knows. Each one collected, the investments that we've made into pain will one day bring gain, but you have to hold on. God is working it out in your favor. So hold on, because God is working it out in our favor. So the darkest days will be the ones that you savor, because when compared to your ladder, you can't help but see God's favor. Beauty in the hidden messages. You gained some strength each time you chose not to give up on this. Beautiful mess that we call life. A deep down desire that says, I just want to get this right. A deep down desire that says, God, I just want to get life right. But what does right even look like? Some of us say that I'm just trying to survive and make it on broken pieces. But I'm submitting every piece and shard to a most creative God who in return will give me a whole picture so I may bathe in the milk and honey of his promises, a picture, so I may gaze upon his most beautiful work of art titled Daughter Reconstructed. So we may gaze upon his most beautiful work of art titled My Children Reconstructed. Up until this point, we couldn't even realize how beautiful our worth is. I bet you didn't know that you're worth it. And yes, your faith, you're supposed to work it. But in those moments when you get stuck in those areas of hurting, the prayers of the righteous did avail much. So in the morning you felt his touch, even though you silently prayed, just take me because I give up. You owe it to him and yourself to get up. It doesn't matter if you're the first one to see the morning or the last one to fall asleep at night. Say your prayers on the nights when you can't sleep at night. And don't let the enemy get the mental game, because to him it's all a game. And those feelings of emptiness and lack of worth, they are not your own. Abundance is available to you. And we are now claiming everything that is ours, no longer saying that it was just a missed opportunity or maybe this wasn't meant for me. No. He said, submit your desires unto me. Anything you ask the Father in my name, he will give to you. That means you can have what you want. Pair your faith with your works. And don't feel slighted because they closed the building. You are the church. You have enough inside of you to pray down heaven and your breakthrough. And yes, the pastor can get a prayer through, but so can you. Lift the sounds of worship and praise until your atmosphere has changed. Because standing still is the same as going in reverse. Standing still with no faith is the same as going in reverse, standing still with no worship and praise, same as going in reverse. Make the conscious decision to keep fighting in. Let God complete his work. Thank you.
Well, these are my snaps. So. I loved it.
I appreciate it.
I loved it. We're going to have to get you on the show more often, because just to take a segment out of the 2 hours to read a piece that could be, you know, heart-piercing, very impactful. Man, I was inspired just reading the first piece. I can't wait for the second piece, and I know you got one ready, because you got notebooks full of them. But yeah, I was really encouraged and really inspired. We are going to open up the phone line. So if anybody wants to give any feedback from the interview with Joe Brown or what we just heard from Poetic Goddess, just press the number one key to be live on the show. Or if you just want to say hello, that's fine too. But yeah, sis, I really enjoyed that. And I know a lot of people, they really don't understand poetry, but just like music, it comes from a deep place within. And we can appreciate that. And well, hopefully we all can appreciate that. I know I see how talking to you like on the show and then you reading a piece of, you know, something that you have written, how you flip the switch on, because you're, I can hear your tone change, and I can hear how passionate you are while you are reading. So that's incredible. Glorious piece of
thank
poetry
you so much
that we just heard. And I'm not sure if do you do events down in Louisiana or wherever you're from?
Yes, so I am from Louisiana. I'm from Baton Rouge, and I do events down here. If anybody needs a poet for an event, look me up, contact me. I am willing to travel. But, yeah, I do events down here as well.
Is, you know, I'm blown away. It's like the breath was taken right out of my lungs as I was, you know, hanging on the edge of my seat listening to you read. Man. Again, I might have to bring you on the show every Friday in June. Just read a piece of poetry.
That would be awesome.
That
would be awesome.
Could feel the impact that I feel right now, hanging on the edge of my seat, literally, like a good movie, like you can't wait to see what's going to happen next. That's how I feel right now. So, man,
That is awesome. And I actually didn't have to go and, like, run to get a notebook to find out when I actually did that one from memory. So,
what?
You know, if you need me for June, I got some things up here and some notebooks.
Even better. Well, yeah, you spoke with passion, and we honor passionate people here on the KS Radio Show. I'm glad that that you memorized that after so long. Do you have any events coming up in 2021 or 2022?
I don't have anything scheduled right now. So whatever doors God opens, I'm sure that I will have some. But right now, I don't have anything scheduled.
Gotcha. Well, we are going to get into some more music after we come back. I am going to ask your social media information. And again, you guys, you can press the number one key at any time to speak to Poetic Goddess about what we just heard on tonight. And hopefully we can get another piece out of her before the end of this interview. But you guys, we are going to give her a round of applause because you guys are being stingy with your snaps. So here's a round of applause from the KS Nation.
Appreciate it.
All right. So the song that we are going to play now is called He Saved Me by Gloria Shalom. You guys be blessed. Hopefully you guys will listen to this with an open heart and open mind. And we're going to slow things down. Here is Gloria Shalom with He Saved Me.
By God for a purpose. She's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world. She walks with strength and authority. Like fire, she powers over the enemy. She's extraordinary. Just like her daddy. Her daddy. People always wonder how she shines like a supernova, supernova. They ask her what's the formula, formula. She let them know, she let them know. Oh.
He saved me. Save me, Lord. This is J Real, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Kimmy B, and you are tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and music. Much love.
Amen, you guys. Before we get Poetic Goddess back in queue, we do have a caller on the line. That was Gloria Shalom with He Saved Me. And in case if anybody is looking for some new swag or some new drip, check out alumniinc.com. You can pick up unisex t-shirts, unisex shorts, and unisex hats, all matching, all one color, with supporting the brand called Alumni Inc. Represent your journey and check out the website today. Again, you guys, Poetic Goddess is my guest on tonight, and I think we have a caller, 225, you're live. Who we got on the show on tonight?
Hello?
Your phone might be, hello?
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, how
loud
you doing?
And clear. I'm great, how are you?
I'm her father. I'm Danielle. I'm her mother, and I don't want to be on long. I just wanted to let her know how proud I am of her. A great job that she's doing, that she's truly blessed, and I'm proud to say that she's my daughter, and I want to just keep going. I'm here as a support system for her, and anywhere she needs it, whatever she needs to do, or whatever she wants to do, what she desires to do, whatever God places on her heart to do, I'm here for her, and I just wanted to let her know I'm proud of her.
Amen. Well, we appreciate all parents' support. And as a parent, you are supposed to support your child. So we thank you on tonight and welcome to the show.
And thank you for having her.
Anytime. I have highly enjoyed myself. Have you enjoyed listening to the show?
I have. It's a great show. And I'm going to be a continuing listener to your show. I enjoyed the show.
Amen. All right, Ms. Danielle, you're going to make me send you flyers 2 weeks in advance to make sure that you make time to listen.
Oh, yes. Make sure you do that. Give her, let her give you my information. I'll be right there. Just send them to my phone.
All right. Well, Poetic Goddess, any remarks about your mother tuning in and giving you some encouragement?
I'm just kind of like taking it all in. My mom already know I appreciate her. If nobody else pushed me to keep writing in the moments and the times and the years where I kind of just sat down on it, she did. She always told me how great of a poet that I was. And so I just appreciate you for tuning in, Mom, and I love you so much.
I love you too, hon. Keep pushing.
Amen. Well, it is 9:45. We're going to try to get another piece out of Poetic Goddess on tonight. Poetic, are you ready?
I am ready. I am actually going to do Voice of God, and it is on my EP that is out now titled Inadequate in Purpose. Right.
Amen. The floor is yours. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
You're fine. Rise up. You have been sleeping. Even Lazarus didn't remain dead. And this is your resurrection. Your heart was fractured by pain. Sad to say that you put it in the wrong place. Faith misplaced. How can you agree to something that I didn't sign off on? I'm starting to think that you just jumped head first into this thing. Did you read the blueprint? Did you take hold of the vision? What is joy without pain? What is life without death? What is promise without fight? What is eternal life without temporary upset? We are way past gentle taps. Shaking your spirit like, are you up yet? Storm came to break you, awake you, but don't let it overtake you. From your presence, I have never left. Stand up on whatever strength you have left, and let me bring correction to your sight. Behold all of the lessons of going through. I'm putting distance between who I've called and the old you. Pain is teaching you how to let go, to pray without ceasing, releasing, purpose that you are to walk in. Put it on and see how it fits. Life doesn't stop because your heart hurts. Neither does my work, and I've appointed you. If you stay in that dark, misshapen box too long, I'll have to reassign what I've asked of you. And that's not a reality that I'm calling you to. You want space to wallow? But for how long? You've weathered the storm, which means you'll make it through the aftermath. So, march on.
So march on. Amen. Amen. Girl, let me go ahead and write in my notebook now every Friday for Poetic Goddess. Right now, I need a time frame and everything.
Yes.
Real talk, for real. I enjoyed that one as well. I can't wait to see what other rabbit you're going to pull out the hat. Now, you wrote that one during COVID too?
So actually, I started writing for Inadequate and Purpose back in 2019. And so all of the writings were already finished, but the EP kept getting pushed back because basically God was still dealing with me on what I was writing, because basically it's my testimony. And also he needed to add to it. And so I ended up adding two bonus tracks, and one track features Sheikah and the other track features his name. And so once all of that was added and God gave me the go-ahead, I went ahead and released it in 2020 in December, and the rest is history.
Amen. So your EP is on digital platforms? Is it on YouTube? Like, how can we listen to it?
It is. So the EP is available on all digital streaming platforms that you can think of. It's on Apple, it's on Tidal, it's on Spotify, it's on YouTube, it's definitely out there, so you can find it. It's titled Inadequate and Purpose, and so that's out there. Also, I have a single called Vision that I released earlier on when I signed with Rapture Ready, and that is available as well.
Hey, man. Well, we are going to close out the show. Usually I ask my guests around this time to pray us out. So if you are ready, willing, we are waiting.
Dear Heavenly Father, just thanking you for tonight, Lord. Thanking you for the guests that were on tonight, Lord, for Joe. Also thanking you for Alicio for having this platform, for opening up an opportunity for artists to not only share their art, but also share their testimony and talk about your goodness, Father. We love you, and we just appreciate all that you have done for us. We ask that you continue to hold us and hold us together, that you continue to bless us, that you continue to bless this radio show and platform, that you continue to open up doors that no man can close for Alicio, Father. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to give you praise, to give you honor. There is no God like you, and we just lift your name on high. We thank you for your son. We thank you for your sacrifice. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. And how can people get a hold of you on social media to stay in touch with you, to know when you're dropping your next project or your next single or the next event in any city you might be traveling to? How can people get a hold of you on social media?
On social media, it is Poetic Goddess, and Poetic is spelled P-O-3-T-I-C, Goddess, on social media. On Instagram, it's poetic_goddess. You can also get more information about me on raptureratedproductions.com. Shout out to my Raptureated Productions family. I appreciate y'all and the support. And that's how you can reach me. If you go to artist on raptureratedproductions.com, you can view my information and reach me there as well.
Amen. Well, we are not perfect humans. We are not even perfect servants. But because Joe, I, and Poetic Goddess have given our lives over to Christ, He has made us better in each and every way. And for those who don't know Christ as their Savior, salvation is important for all of us because we don't know what 2021 holds at the top of the mountain, in the valley. We don't know what the government is going to do. We don't know what the school system and education system is going to do. Sure, summer is around the corner, but we don't know what the healthcare system is going to do. But what we do know is that God is already there and that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that He shed His blood for us, and that's more than enough. But if you are on the outside of the ark of safety, that you are in danger, and we don't want you to go to hell. So if you don't know Jesus in the departing of your sin, this salvation clip is for you. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage in Romans 10. It says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross, and on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. That salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now. And we're celebrating right now with you wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly you're at. That's the amazing thing about Him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that He's saying to you. Thank you for hearing our prayer, God. We know that you changed the world.
Amen, you guys. And again, I'm not a perfect man. Joe is not a perfect man. Poetic Goddess is not a perfect woman. But we do know that Christ is the answer. And we hope that tonight something was said that will prick your heart, that make you want to give your life to Christ, because He is by far the best decision we have ever made. You guys, again, this is the KS Radio Show. Poetic Goddess, any last remarks?
Just want to say thank you again for allowing me to come on the show and share some of my poetry and just honor God. And just, you know, looking forward to being back on the show whenever you're ready to have me back.
Amen. Well, we do want to thank all of our sponsors and partnerships. This episode will be, well, it was already live on mustbeheardradio.com, which is one of my partners. And it will be live, well, it won't be live again, but you can hear the recording on Charging Session Radio, GSWC Radio down in Memphis, Tennessee, and, you know, other platforms like ExtremePraiseRadio.com and a few other places. So I just want to thank all my sponsors and partnerships on tonight. Eve's Garden, you guys could click the link in the description if you are interested in living healthy, and make sure that you buy a subscription box to support Alexis Johnson and follow her at on Instagram, and you can inbox her to place an order as well. And also, don't forget to click the links and check out the links in the description from Rosalind Smith Counseling, ShalomSheet.com, and AlumniInc.com, and all my other sponsors. And if you haven't liked my Facebook business page, please do that and follow me everywhere at KS Radio Show on social media. Definitely support my guests. And if anybody wants to sow into my ministry, send a donation or a love seed, you can send it through Cash App, the dollar sign, capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. And you guys, we are going to close out with something that I have never done. We're going to close out with a clip from Michael Todd called Keep On Praying. You guys, be blessed. Have a great weekend. Be safe throughout this Memorial Day weekend. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Good Enough Car Garage Meet is this Sunday if you are in the Cincinnati area. Check out my Instagram post for more information and the location where it's going down this Sunday at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Please get there early and make sure you charge your phone so you can, you know, get some pictures of some of the cars coming out to the car meet. You guys have a blessed weekend and keep on praying.
Keep on praying. Say that with me, everybody. Keep on praying. When life is crazy, keep on praying. Had an unexpected baby, keep on praying. My wife is gone, keep on praying. My hormones on, keep on praying. I lost a fight, keep on praying. I can't sleep at night, but keep on praying. I'm on the edge, keep on. I'm trusting what you said, keep on. Okay, stop. But somebody's gonna have the resolve that I'm gonna keep on praying. Everybody say keep on praying when it gets too hard. Hey, I trust you, God. All I'm telling you, it's going to be a cycle that in this, I'm going to rejoice in Jesus. I'm going to be patient and wait in trouble. And I'm going to keep on praying. Even when I'm hurt, keep on praying. I don't want to flirt, but keep on praying. My money's gone. If you're going to keep on praying, if you're going to wait on the release and not settle for the replica, will you give God some praise in this building? Oh, come on. We will stay and wait on the Lord and not give up and wait for the release. Give God a shout of praise in this building. Hands lifted all over this place. Father, I'm praying that you will give us the stamina. You will give us the faith. You will give us the faithfulness to keep on praying.